Hunter Biden accused of smuggling ex-stripper into Swedish government-owned embassy building. By Chris Tomlinson on February 24, 2021. Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, has been accused of smuggling guests, including an ex-stripper, past security into a Swedish state-owned building that houses several embassies in Washington, D.C. The House of Sweden building in Washington, D.C. houses the Swedish and Icelandic embassies, as well as office suites and event spaces. Mr. Biden, who rented office space in the exclusive modernist building starting in February of 2017, is said to have allowed guests to circumvent security to the building after office hours. The allegations come as part of a series of emails obtained by Swedish media of a real estate representative for the building discussing the matter with Mr. Biden himself. Best-selling Swedish newspaper Expressen reports. It has again come to my attention that it appears that visitors have gained access to number 507 through the northern entrance after office hours, as we have 24/7 video surveillance throughout the building. Help us keep the building safe by following House of Sweden's rules, an email to Biden read. In response, Biden subtly accused the building staff of racism, saying, "If NN has a problem with my guests' race or attire, I think we should all sit down and talk about it with a lawyer present." According to Expressen, one of the guests was a woman named London Roberts, a former stripper who made headlines after it was revealed she'd had a child with Mr. Biden. At the time, Mr. Biden is said to have told the real estate company complaining of security breaches at the embassy building that Roberts worked as a basketball coach for his daughter and the daughter of former President Barack Obama. Hunter Biden has made headlines for years over his prior problems with drug addiction and links to the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, on which he served as a board member in 2014. His father, President Biden, has also been suspected of involvement in not just Burisma but also in Hunter Biden's Chinese business dealings, with leaked emails allegedly implicating the senior Biden in being involved in Hunter Biden's business relationships directly. Burisma advisor Vadim Pasherskyi is said to have thanked Hunter Biden in an email from 2015 for introducing him to his father, who at the time served as vice president under President Obama. Earlier this month, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed that Hunter Biden was attempting to divest his share in an investment firm that was formed along with Chinese state-owned entities. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.